Welcome to Vix is Alive, a radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vic Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Hayman, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vic Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Vix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Andrew, a contributor to the Vixography Forum, recently asked a question about CDs with recordings of Isham Jones. I started looking at my 78s and found a very early acoustic recording by Isham Jones that gave me the idea of devoting today's program to 78 RPM acoustic recordings. For the modern musicians, I will turn to the Vix Beiderbecke Memorial Jazz Band that will be in Davenport in just a few weeks for the 2001 festival. All right, let's get started with the music. First, I will play White Deer. This is a Brunswick 5066-A, recorded by Isham Jones and his orchestra in September of 1921, with Lou Panico on trumpet, Carol Martin on trombone, Isham Jones on tenor sax, Leo Murphy and Artie Vanasek on violin, Al Molling on clarinet, Al Eldridge on piano, Charles McNeil on banjo, John Kuhn on tuba, and Joe Frank on drums. I will follow that with a recording of Ray Miller's Black and White Melody Boys. This is OK4165A, recorded in July of 1920 with Ray Miller on drums, Earl Oliver on trumpet, Tom Brown on trombone, Jim Welton on alto sax, Billy Fazioli on piano, and Gus Lazaro on banjo. So here are two early acoustic recordings. First, Isham Jones in 1921, followed by Ray Miller in 1920. But I warn you, the sound quality is not good. Thank you. I forgot to give you the title of that side. That was Cuban Moon. And an interesting tidbit in Brian Rust's discography of the American dance band discography 1917-1942. The record following Cuban Moon, recorded by Ray Miller in July of 1920, is entitled Rock Me in a Cradle of Love. Of course, Cradle of Love is this recording that showed up in the timeless Ray Miller CD, and that Ray, Brad Kay discussed at length at the tribute to Biggs and in the Biggsography, a Biggs side possibly. Well, let's continue with the music, and let's turn to the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. First, a record from September 21st, 1920, recorded not in Chicago, but in Camden, New Jersey. This is Chili Bean with Rick Atkins on trumpet, Guy Carey on trombone, Matthew Amaturo and Thomas Thatcher on reeds, Joe Baum on violin, Roy Bargy on piano, leader and arranger, Joe Miller on banjo, William Faust on bass saxophone, and an unknown drummer. I will follow that with the flip side. This is Victor 18698B, My Little Bimbo, recorded first on September 21st, 1920, but rejected again on September 23rd and 24th, and finally mastered on September 25th. The band that plays My Little Bimbo is the same as the one that plays Chili Bean. So let's have here the Benson Orchestra of Chicago recording in New Jersey in 1920. Thank you. guys were pretty wild, weren't they? Did you see Roy Bargi going nuts on the piano there? Also, in the first recording, Chili Bean, as the name would have told you, you can tell the Spanish influence, perhaps what Jelly Roll Morton called the Spanish tinge in jazz. Okay, now I would like to move to 1921-1922 with Paul Whiteman. First I'll play Sweet Little Lady with an introduction to There's a Sunbeam for Every Drop of Rain. This is Victor 18803, recorded on August 23rd, 1921, that will be followed by Stumbling, recorded on March 30, 1922, and that's Victor 18899. The musicians in the Paul Whiteman band at that time were Henry Bossy on trumpet, Ross Gorman on clarinet, Sam Lewis on trombone, Hal Byers on alto sax, Freddie Goffrey on piano, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Jack Barsby on tuba, Harold MacDonald on drums, and Don Clark on alto sax, and one more, Tommy Gutt on trumpet. So let's listen then to Paul Whiteman in 1921 and 1922. Thank you. there is no question that Paul Whiteman had that special sound already in 1921-1922. I don't care if it isn't jazz, it's great music, to me anyway. Well, let's move to 1924 and perhaps what would be considered as jazz by many people, maybe not by Ken Burns. This is the Majestic Dance Orchestra, a pseudonym for the original Memphis Five when they recorded for Perfect. The first side that I want to play is Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me? This is Perfect 14391. This will be followed by the flip side, One of These Days. The five musicians in these recordings are Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Charlie Pannelli on trombone, Jimmy Lytle on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Jack Roth on drums. So let's listen then to the original Memphis Five recording as the Majestic Dance Orchestra in 1924. Thank you. let's turn to the modern musicians now. This will be the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Band. I will play Davenport Blues. This is an extended version, 4.5 minutes. And it comes from an LP, Odex AX103, recording recorded on October 19 and 20, 1973, at the Tarn in Bartley, New Jersey. And let me read to you what the liners say. This is quite interesting. I have an extended discussion or account of the visit of the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Band to Davenport in 1971, and here is some more stuff. It says, 8 New York, New Jersey area jazzmen looked at each other with incredulous amazement as a jet screamed away from Newark Airport, and there we were sitting in a plane for Davenport, and nobody believed it, reminisced Skip Strong. The entire story of the background, development, accomplishment, and satisfaction of this unique era requires a book. The liner notes for an LP are inadequate. In time, the story covers years of jazz history of the principals involved, longer than the age of the group's youngest member, 19-year-old John Gill. We're gonna do it! This was Bill Donahoe on the phone to Skip in mid-1971. Do what? Asked Skip. We're gonna assemble the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Band, Donahoe replied. We fly to Bix's grave on the 40th anniversary of his death in August, play Davenport Blues, fly back, and that's it. Great, said Skip. But who is the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Band? They called in Billy Barnes for consultation. Criteria for selection were established. Good jazz band, Bix fans, able to get away during the week and sacrifice dollars and want to do it. A miracle, maybe, but of the 5 additional men required, one had to play the now very rare C melody sax. The first choices called responded yes. The musicians who played Davenport Blues on August 6, 1971 at Oakdale Cemetery were Joe Ashworth on C melody sax, Billy Barnes on cornet, Bill Donahoe on washboard, Jay Duke on drums, John Gill on banjo, John Schober on clarinet, Skip Strong on trombone, and Bill Taggart on tuba. For this particular recording in 1973, they added Tex Windham on piano. Joe Ashworth switched to clarinet soprano sax and John Schober to C melody alto sax. So here is the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Band in 1973 playing Davenport Blues. They had played it 2 years earlier in Davenport, and that was, in my opinion anyway, the single event that was most important in the beginning of the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Society. Thank you. That was a very nice rendition of Davenport Blues. If you want to listen to many of the musicians in that recording, go to the Big Spiderback Jazz Festival in Davenport, July 19th to July 22nd. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Hame saying, through his music, Bix is alive.